Kyocera copiers are more than just a copier. They're your total document solution. Contact your local award-winning service provider, OneSource Technology Solutions, at 601-684-3815 for the latest in what Kyocera has to offer.
Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without.
Well, welcome everybody to Buying Dirt, where we talk about everything outdoor and real estate related. Keith Kavix, how are you today, sir?
What's left of
it? I'm telling you, Keith's been under the weather. I think a week or so ago, you were diagnosed with pneumonia, weren't you?
Yeah. A couple of weeks I've been fighting it.
Yeah.
Trying to get back my routine. I'm getting tired of laying around the house.
You feeling better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. Sounding better, too.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
A few days ago, it sounded like you had a frog in your throat there for a while. It sounded like Darth Vader a little
bit. That's normal voice, Bruce.
We want to take just a minute to thank all of our sponsors. Let's go through this list quickly. We really do appreciate our sponsors. 601 Sports, Bruce Gray Land Pro, Casco Cleaning Solutions, Chase Buckles Mortgage Advisor, Culberson Cattle Company, Culberson's Concrete Pumping Service, Kirk Douglas Heating and Cooling, Levi Patton Farm Bureau Agent, Southern Ag Credit, the Southwest Mississippi NDA Branch, the Southwest Mississippi Wildlife Expo, and last but not least, United Country McDaniel Gray Realty. And speaking of sponsors, we have our guest today is one of our sponsors. At least he represents one of our sponsors, yeah. Mr. Tracy Smith. Tracy, how are you this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very good. Very good. We invited Tracy to be on the show because last week we kicked off turkey season. Now, turkey season ain't here yet, but we kicked off talking about it. So we wanted to devote several shows to turkey hunting. Tracy, is turkey hunting important to you and your family?
Yes, sir. It's probably ranks way up there with us, so we really like it.
Well, I have a couple of questions, but the first question is, why is that? I mean, why are you so connected? Why are we so connected to that sport?
You know, it's different for everyone, but for me and my son and my daughters, we just love the challenge of turkey hunting. You know, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, it's not like you can go out there every time and harvest one. You know, you hunt hard all season to just limit out here in Mississippi this every year. Killing three turkeys in Mississippi is a challenge.
So. It's a challenge, and really, anywhere in the southeastern part of the country, not just Mississippi.
That's true.
It can be in other states as well.
I told you I got out of it for a while. I got tired of chasing birds that were smarter than I was.
Yeah, they can make you look real bad at times. So that's for sure.
Well, Tracy, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, there are probably folks listening today that really don't know you that well.
Yeah, so I'm from Brookhaven. I've been here all my life. I'm out live out at Lloyd Starr. Graduated Lloyd Starr. Pretty much been in Brookhaven all my life. Avid outdoorsman, love to deer hunt. But it's turkey hunting is the ultimate thing for me. Really love to chase turkeys.
And tell us what you do for a living.
I'm store manager at 601 Sports on the Boulevard. Been there 10 years ever since the store's opened. Been blessed. The community has supported 601 Sports great, and we just can't appreciate them enough.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I was so glad to see y'all come in here, and Brookhaven needed a good
support,
a good store like that.
And y'all do a great job, very service-oriented. If you have a question about of course, y'all sell a lot of stuff, more than just guns and bows, but you have that stuff too.
Right.
But if you're in the market for a rifle or optics of any kind or a bow, crossbow, you guys are a full service company and do a good job.
We try hard. We really do. We really try hard at it.
Yeah. So. All right, Tracy, tell us your favorite turkey hunt. If you had to choose one, what's your favorite?
It's many of them. You know, I will say this, you know, I probably have forgot a lot of stories that I've on hunts that I've killed, but it's those turkeys that you miss that you'll never forget. You
know, I got one and Bruce never lets me forget.
Yeah. You know, you can tell the story to a detail on a turkey that you missed, but probably my favorite turkey hunt was my son's first turkey. We was hunting up in Wisson, Mississippi, with a friend of mine, let us turkey hunt his place. Never really stepped foot on the place. I went the evening before, seen a turkey out in the field, watched him fly up. The next day was my son's birthday, so we had a birthday party at 11 o'clock. He was turning 8 years old. So we kind of got in there the next morning, got set up really good, covered up good. The turkey, you know, guy was well on the limb. We're 100 yards from him on the limb, and he pitches out, comes out into the edge of the field. Struts down the field, gobbling, just a beautiful, beautiful show. Everything you can ask for him to do. He comes strutting up to the decoy about 15 yards, and my son, he was lucky enough to kill him on his first shot. My son had never even been turkey hunting before, and had never really been in the woods before, hunting for turkeys. But after that, he's ready to go at any time now. Of course, my son's a lot older now, but he loves it just as much as I do.
He's on fire for it.
Yeah. I mean, and most kids, it's not just my son. We take a lot of youth hunting. Any kid or an adult, first turkey is special.
It's special.
It is.
It's very special.
You know.
Even though you're not the one pulling the trigger, you really enjoy it because you're part of it.
Absolutely. I would rather see a kid kill one any day of the week over.
Amen.
So, I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
The most unique thing about that story is things came together, didn't it?
Absolutely.
And that's usually where things get sideways, because
it usually doesn't happen like that.
No, it rarely happens like that. Yeah. Where you know, you go roost it the day before, you slip in there early, you get set up, you're blending in with your surroundings, and the turkeys read the script, and they came right in.
It's good for that to happen every now and then.
It's kind of like when you're playing golf and you hit that really good shot. Right. That's what kind of keeps you going back.
That last shot. That's a comeback shot.
You're not frustrated day after day. It's good to have one like that every now and then.
All right, so speaking of misses, tell us your most frustrating turkey story.
So it would be a miss. we was hunting on the Kapaa County management area years ago, and a thunderstorm. Actually learned after the fact, we was in there, a tornado warning, didn't realize it, but it was raining so hard that the turkeys was 20 yards and you could barely see them. So they're come strutting up the lane, and they got about 6 ends, and we've sit there in just a downpour of rain. And he gets up there about 10 yards, and I just simply missed. I don't know how, why. I just simply missed. But I'm telling you, we were soaking wet from head to toe, and I'll never forget that hunt. Me and my buddy never lets me live that down. So.
Yeah, I've got a buddy like that.
But that's probably the most memorable miss I've ever had.
All right. Your biggest turkey. Tell us that story.
It's actually come last year. I had a friend of mine that was going back offshore and called me, and he said, "Look, I got this turkey on my place." He said, "I'm scared that he may get poached while I'm gone. He lives away from the land," and he said, "I'd rather see you go kill it." He said, "Go try it." And
that's a good friend to have, right?
You don't have very many friends like that. That's a true friend.
What's his name?
We're not going to say that. I went up there a couple of days later. Turkey was roosted out on the edge of a field. Got set up. The turkey flew down, had a few hens with him. Had to fight with the hens for a little bit. Finally got the hens to come out on the edge of the field, and he just simply followed the hens on right out into the edge of the field. I killed him, had an inch and a half spurs, 11 and a half inch beard. I mean, he's just a really special turkey. So,
man,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, but I can't thank the friend enough. That's a really good friend. So I sent him a text that when I killed him, I said, you don't understand what you just gave me. I said, I've been hunting my whole life and never killed an inch and a half spur turkey.
Right.
So,
just switching gears a little bit, you've also had the opportunity to go out of state and hunt some too.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about those experiences and what you like about that, maybe what you like or dislike about it.
So, I like seeing new terrain. It's not as challenging as in South Mississippi to kill out of state as it is here. The birds are more responsive. I killed a triple beard in Kentucky a couple of years back that flew down and had about 15 hens with him, and they walked the other way, and we caught him right back away from his hens. That would never happen very, very often here in Mississippi. But,
right.
I mean, he just simply left his hens and came strutting down to the decoy, I mean, and was able to take him. So it's not as challenging as it is in South Mississippi.
Right.
But yeah. I just like seeing other parts of the United States.
Yeah, so. I've been fortunate enough to travel out of state to deer hunt, but I haven't done it turkey hunting.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to do that, Keith, but I'm waiting on you to let me borrow some money so I can book those trips.
Who, me?
Yeah.
just let me know how much you need. No sweat.
All right, Tracy, 601 Sports. Tell us a little bit about 601 and what you guys offer.
So we're a sporting goods store that sells more than just hunting supplies. We sell team sports, baseball, football, softball, soccer, any kind of sporting activity, clothing, also hunting, fishing, archery. Like you said earlier, we're a full archery shop. We love what we do. I mean, we got a great group of associates that take care of the, which we strive to take care of the customers as best we can. That's what we're there for. I mean, if it wasn't for the customers, I wouldn't be sitting here today talking to you.
That's right.
So, I mean, the customers are very important to us. So.
That's good to hear, Keith. Isn't that good to hear?
Yeah.
That people enjoy their job. And what I'll say most about y'all, Tracy, is you're always available to answer questions.
Yep.
and because people like me roll in there, and like a couple of years ago, actually a year ago, I bought a silencer for my rifle.
Yep.
And you helped me walk through that process.
Yep.
I'd never done that. Now I've been exposed to it, and
yeah.
From what I understand, it's gotten a little bit easier, a little bit
it's
less expensive with yeah. that. You don't have to do
you
that.
You don't have to pay the federal tax stamp anymore.
That's right.
And the wait times is pretty good now. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're like me and you kind of been on the fence, but really you don't know much about it, these guys are there to help you,
yep.
walk you through that process. And obviously they want to sell the product to you, but more valuable than that is the knowledge. And
yep.
and that's what I like about 601 Sports.
If you're a new hunter, you know, just new to the sport and you don't know a lot about what's going on, these guys will talk to you. They'll help
you.
Yeah, we
love to
talk. They'll tell you what you need. And don't hesitate to go in and say, hey, what's going to be my best bet, you know?
Yeah. And it's good to hear, you know, when you give customers advice on something. I had a customer last year come in and said, hey, look, what's the best scent, cover scent for deer hunting? And I said, well, you know, this right here, we do really well with this, and I hear a lot of good things about it. And then 2 days later, he brings me a picture of a big 10-point that he killed the evening that he went out with the with that cover scent. He's like, look, man, it worked. I appreciate it. You know, and it's good to see for customers to come back and say, hey, this we did this, and it worked perfect. So, I mean, it's good to know when I guess you get lucky enough to put somebody in the right direction.
Well, I have a similar story I want to share real quick. It's been about 5 years ago now. Keith, you and I got permission to hunt a place. Remember, right outside of town, some of the best turkey hunting we ever had, which is where you had that awful miss that morning. But
here we go. I knew this was coming.
We've come out again.
I knew it was coming.
There you go.
Yep. There's my buddy, y'all.
But prior to the miss, a few days, or maybe a week or so prior to the miss, turkey season was about to open, and I was in the market to buy a new decoy. So I went down to 601 Sports, and I asked Trey, and of course, y'all had several on display there.
Yes, sir.
And I said, what's the best decoy for the money? And you gave me your advice. You said, well, this one's pretty good. You know, it's my first, you know, I've had decoys in the past, but they were several years old. So these are the realistic ones. And so sure enough, I invested the money, bought the decoy. The next morning, I went hunting, and I killed a turkey. I don't know if you remember, Tracy, but I texted you a picture of the turkey and the decoy right beside each other with my shotgun laying beside it. And I said, man, thank you for your help. The truth is, any decoy would have probably worked, but it was a special connection. I bought it the day before, gave me some advice, and went out there and did it. And I appreciated that. It was good. And plus, it helped he and I build a relationship, which led us to today, him being here today. So,
and that's what I tell all my guys, you know, we're not there just to sell product. If you don't believe in the product, I don't want them pushing the product.
Right.
I mean, I want my guys selling what they actually used and know that has worked in the past. So, I mean, I don't want to say lie, but I don't want to lie about something just to sell it. I want to, you know, right. I want to have your business today, sure, but I want to have your business 10 years from now.
That's exactly right.
And people, I don't care how good a sale you are, people can tell if you believe in something.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Tracy, thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you being with us today. And so if you're out and about and you're interested in not just sporting goods, but clothing, shoes, check out 601 Sports. They can help you out.
Mississippi State shirts.
Yeah. We got the Mississippi State shirt. We even got a few Ole Miss shirts in LSU.
Yes, indeed. All right, man. Thank you very much. Hope everybody has a good week, and we will see you next week right here at Buying Dirt.
Adios.
All right.